Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for the next hour, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will return next week. Don't forget, we're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m., always covering a wide variety of topics related to health, wellness, and nutrition. Our show is sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary, a health and wellness pharmacy located on West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. Been serving this community for over 40 years, so don't forget to stop in there. And also, if you want to listen to any of our old shows, we've been doing this show now every week for the last year and a half, so we have a great selection of archived and bank shows for you. If you want to listen to any of those for absolutely free, you can go to www.myvillagegreen.com and click on the archive shows and listen to any of those ones for free. Also, don't forget, you can stream this show live on the internet by going to www.am1260.com, and you can listen to the show online anywhere in the country, no matter where you are. So today I have a great show lined up for you. Today we're going to be talking about one of the most important organs in our body and some of the aspects of health that it relates to. We're going to be talking about the liver. And we're going to be talking about the many roles that the liver plays in our health. And we're going to be, my special guest is going to be a gentleman who works for a supplement manufacturer that has been making one of the premier liver support supplements since 1952. So, you know, remember that on the show, we try and have guests that are going to give some valuable information to our listeners about whether it be products or other doctors that may be able to provide you with some information to take care of your own health naturally. I have no financial ties or anything specific to these companies. They just represent companies that are doing a good job in the industry that I think are going to help give you guys some good information about things that you can do to improve your health. So like I said, today we're going to be talking about the liver and its many functions and about some specific products as far as what kind of herbs, nutrients, dietary recommendations are going to be helpful for keeping your liver healthy and what types of, why would you want to focus on your liver health? What types of things does your liver do that's important to your overall body? So first I want to start by giving you some liver trivia, I guess. So some interesting facts about the liver. Number one, the liver is the only organ in your body that can completely regenerate itself. Absolutely phenomenal capacity to regenerate all of its cells. So people who have donate part of their liver for a liver transplant, after they've donated a large portion of their liver, it actually completely regrows and regenerates over time. The only organ in the body that has this capacity. Another interesting fact about the liver, it contains 13% of the body's blood at any given time. So at any given moment in the day, 13% of your blood volume is in the liver. So it is highly vascularized, and this has to do with some of its main functions that we're going to talk about on today's show. So let's get right into that. What does the liver do? First of all, some people might want a little geography note here and to understand where their liver is. So your liver sits on the right side of your body, just beneath your diaphragm. So oftentimes a good way to figure out where it is, it sort of doesn't really extend past the lower part of your rib cage on your right side. And it goes up through those about first five or six ribs, up around right below where it starts is right below where the pectoral muscle ends. So it's on that lower right side of your body below your diaphragm, does not extend past the lower margin of the rib cage, or at least it should not. So that's where your liver lives. Let's talk about things that your liver does for your health and why it is completely essential. I remember I did a show on this a little while ago talking a little bit about liver health. And one of the examples that I gave when I was studying biochemistry in medical school, it became a running joke in our biochemistry class. Every time we studied a new biochemical reaction, the biochemistry teacher would sort of ask this rhetorical question of, where do you think this reaction occurs? And reaction after reaction after reaction that we studied, everything happened in the liver. So it just almost became a rote answer. Where does this reaction occur? In the liver. So let's talk about some of these specific functions that the liver has. Number one, it helps in the body's production of bile. And bile is necessary for our body to break down digest and enhance the absorption of fats. The liver also manufactures blood proteins, which are these carrier proteins that travel around our system that carry things like hormones around our body. So a lot of these things can't travel around our blood by themselves. So our liver makes these carrier proteins to be able to carry them around for us. Very important job. Glycogen production. So they make the liver synthesizes sugars, simple sugars, into glucose, into glycogen, which is one way that our body stores sugar for later on down the road. In case we are having low blood sugar or limited access to food, the liver then kicks in and liberates this glycogen into glucose through a process called gluconeogenesis, which allows glucose to be in the bloodstream and feed our cells. Blood clotting. So the liver produces many factors that are critical to the blood clotting cascade. It produces certain immune factors. It clears the blood of toxins. So this is probably one of the most well-known functions of the liver. And this is one of the things, main things that we're going to be focusing on today, is enhancing those effects of the liver to detoxify, because the liver and our kidneys represent the two organs in our body that are the most important for eliminating toxins. And this has to do with toxins that are a result of our body's own metabolic processes, as well as toxins that we are exposed to in our environment, whether that be toxins that end up in our food or toxins that end up in our water, whether they be naturally based or synthetically based, all the way to toxins in our air and other toxins in our environment, including medications and even medicinal things in the natural world. They store vitamins, specifically vitamins A, D, K, and vitamin B12. We have high stores of those in the liver. Again, I talked about the process of gluconeogenesis, which is the process by which your liver is able to liberate glucose into the blood for use by the cells. This becomes particularly important for the brain, because the brain is the only organ in the body that can only function on glucose. So when you're sleeping at night, or if you miss a meal, the rest of the muscles and the rest of the organs in your body, cells in your body, can function from the production of energy from free fatty acids. However, the brain cannot. So this process of the liver's ability to do gluconeogenesis and liberate glucose into the blood is a very important process to keep our brains running when we don't have easy access to food. For example, when we're sleeping and we fast for hopefully 6 to 8 hours, which is hopefully what sleep most people are getting. Another very important function of the liver is to produce cholesterol. So we know that the cholesterol-lowering, commonly used cholesterol-lowering medications, the statin medications, work by inhibiting the enzyme in the liver that produces cholesterol. And this is why when people are on this type of therapy, many of them need to have their liver, everybody needs to have their liver enzymes monitored while they're taking this kind of medication, because it has a direct action in the liver. Now, just as a side note, something that I think everybody should take home this message, if you are taking a statin medication, you should also know that the medication, as I said, inhibits a specific enzyme in the liver responsible for making cholesterol, but that same enzyme is also responsible for making a very important nutrient called CoQ10. And most people have heard of CoQ10. CoQ10, or coenzyme Q10, is a nutrient that is imperative for the production of energy in our body. In addition, it is also a very potent antioxidant that our body makes internally. The reason why the same enzyme that makes cholesterol makes CoQ10 is because when your body makes a molecule of cholesterol, it also packages right onto it a molecule of CoQ10 to help prevent the oxidation of that cholesterol. And oxidation of cholesterol is the beginning of the process that is known to contribute to plaque formation. So the body has this built-in system to protect the cholesterol from oxidation by having that same enzyme manufacture this antioxidant along with it, and it packages it right in there. We know that taking statin medications will lower blood levels of CoQ10, which is important to consider because this is one of the reasons why a lot of people develop some muscle cramps and some pain in the legs when they take these medications is because they have lower amounts of CoQ10, which, as I mentioned, is very important for energy production. So we're going to take a quick break. I hope that was a good introduction to the liver and some of its functions. When we come back, I'm going to introduce my special guest, and we're going to talk about some very important herbs and some very interesting products that help to support liver function in general. So again, I am Dr. Kevin Passero, and you are listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, sponsored by The Village Green. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back. Hello and good morning. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. Thank you so much for being with me this morning. We are here every Saturday from 10 to 11, always covering a wide range of topics related to health, wellness, and nutrition. And just remember that you can listen to any of our archive shows for free by logging on to www.myvillagegreen.com and just clicking on the archive show section. Today we are going to be talking about liver health. And in the first segment, I was talking about some of the many important functions of the liver. And I also just gave a little interlude about how the liver is responsible for making cholesterol and some important nutrients that you need to consider taking if you are taking a medication to lower your cholesterol, mainly the statin medications. So in this next segment, I'm going to be introducing my special guest, and we're going to be talking about a very interesting product that's been on the market for a really long time to support liver health. And we're going to be talking about some other products by, I think, what is an interesting company. And as I mentioned in the first segment, I have no financial ties to these companies. What we try and do on this show is bring in companies that we believe are offer interesting products that represent some of the top end of what's available in the nutraceutical industry. So we're doing this in an effort to try and expose people to really good products that are out there. So I hope you enjoy the rest of this segment. So my special guest is Ryan Malone from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare's Public Relations and Education Office. He's been part of the natural food and supplement industry for nearly 20 years. He was a one-time health food store manager and was a radio host. He now serves as a trainer and educator for Himalaya's North American division. He speaks to store employees and consumers throughout the country on the wonderful herbs of India that make up Himalaya's globally famous formulas, pure herbs, and personal care products. Today, we'll be speaking to him about the science and history of Himalaya, their key product, liver care, and why our liver health is so important, which we've already alluded to. We're also going to be touching on some of the other traditional Indian herbs that have been used in healthcare for thousands of years by many, many generations. And I use many of these in my practice. Ryan joins us from his office in Las Vegas, Nevada. Ryan, thank you for being with us this morning.
Dr. Passero, it's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent. So I'm sure you were listening to the first part of the segment. I was talking about some of the things that the liver does and its many functions. But just in case I left anything out, do you have anything to add?
You covered it all so well.
Okay.
I mean, the liver really, truly is one of our body's most vital organs. And supporting it is necessary and a lot of times overlooked because it does so much. And you went over that so beautifully.
Yeah, it's definitely overlooked. Everybody thinks their most important organ, they think of their brain and they think of their heart, which of course you really can't live without any of these organs, obviously, but the importance of the liver is very underplayed. And, you know,
One other thing I don't think you did mention, it also breaks down some of our hormones for excretion. Estrogen needs to be cleansed from a woman's blood every month after menstruation, and also the liver clears stress hormones like cortisol and things like that from the blood. And if that doesn't occur adequately,
This is a great point. And I think I'm so happy that you brought it up because whenever I do a lot of work with female health, women's health, and working with women, and whenever I in working with a woman who's having some type of hormonal imbalance, like PMS or acne related to her menses or irregular menses or even perimenopausal issues, most of the female hormonal issues, always a part of my protocols is something to support the liver. And people don't really get it at first until I explain that exact point that you just brought up, Ryan, that the liver is responsible for detoxifying all of the hormones out of our body. And some of the reasons why hormone imbalances can occur is because the liver is not working optimally to effectively detox these hormones at an adequate rate. And you get a buildup of hormones in the system causing hormonal imbalance. And it is amazing the results that you can get in female hormone imbalances just by supporting the liver. It is such an important piece of that.
Sure, and not just female hormonal imbalances, but for all of us, for blood
yes.
cortisol levels. If
yep.
that builds up, you know, that's been linked to persistent weight gain.
Absolutely.
So that's important, too, to support the level or the liver in that respect.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, this product, Liver Care, because, you know, I've been in this field for almost 9 years now, and there are so many times when people come to me talking about this product without me ever having mentioned it, just because of how popular it has been, specifically on the internet, and you know, with some of the anecdotal stories about how beneficial it is. And it often goes by a very different name than Liver Care. It goes by the name the Live 52, right?
That's it.
Yep.
Absolutely. This is a product with a tremendous longevity. This is a very old product. I always tell my stores when I'm out and about talking to store employees about this product that I'm 43, which means that Liver Care has been in this world a dozen years before my parents met each other. It's just a tremendously old product. Came out in 1955 in India. It's a product from India, and the herbs that are in it come from the Indian canon of herbs. But it was created for some health challenges there in India at the time. And it is known as Live 52, and it's interesting that you mentioned that, and I should mention that that was its actual lab name at the time.
Hmm.
So Himalaya Herbal Healthcare definitely put some thought into the formula. We threw out Live 1 and Live 2 and Live 3 and Live 4 and kept going until we got to Live 52.
I see.
That was the
yes.
product that worked. That was the efficacious one. And so it was a long process to develop
right.
that product. It took about 10 years to develop.
Yeah, and I'm really glad we have you on the show today, because, you know, people were coming to me talking about this product, and without really having much, it's so hard to keep up with all of the natural products that are out there on the market, even for me when this is my field. So when people start bringing me products, it's always like, this one sounds interesting, but what does this product stand on? You know, where did this formulation come from? And always a key thing that I'm interested in, that we're definitely going to talk about, is where do these herbs come from? What's the safety profile of the product? How well is it being manufactured? What are the standards behind the manufacturing? And I've just been so happy getting to know you and getting to know a little bit more about Himalaya, about, you know, the quality of the product. So it's nice to know that it has a huge following from how it works, but it's also backed up by a really good company that's doing some very, very good quality control things, which is always very important to me.
Yeah, it's a very effective product, very safe product. In the world, it's one of the world's best-selling liver support formulas. We make about 20 billion of them a year. So every second somewhere in the world, somebody is taking a Live 52 or a Liver Care, which is phenomenal in itself. But there is a lot of thought and a lot of safety and a lot of quality assurance that goes into the production process, and we can talk about that certainly at any time.
Okay, so let's talk right about that right now. I think next point I want to get into is the ingredients, because I think the formulation is really interesting. But first, let's establish some of the quality control issues. I mean, the talk about, for me, one of the biggest things is, where do these herbs come from? There's very little regulation as far as where companies are sourcing their herbs from and the potential contaminants that can end up in those herbs, whether it be bacterial contaminants, whether it be radioactive contaminants, whether it be heavy metal contaminants. So where do the herbs come from that Himalaya uses?
All of our herbs come from our own farmland in India. All of our herbs come from India, and we have 700 acres of our own organic farmland.
Right. Which
and by that, I don't mean a huge 700-acre farm. I mean individual farms that are managed and grown, and all the harvesting is done by independent contract farmers, by actual independent family farmers in India. However, they're supervised by our own internal agritech division. So we have a team of agritech experts, of botanists, of people who are very familiar with these Indian plants and herbs that supervise our independent farmers and make sure that things are grown to the right specifications. So we do follow good agricultural practices as determined by the World Health Organization. We test our herbs very thoroughly all along the production process at many steps for heavy metals in the soil, things like this that are a concern on some of the herbs coming out of India.
Right.
So we don't outsource anything. We literally control our plants from the minute we put the seed into the ground until the minute it winds up in a bottle and
right, which is
off to somebody's shelf.
Which is great because most companies that are producing herbally based products are sourcing their herbs from other farms all around the country, and they
exactly.
don't have that kind of control of seed to shelf quality control issues. So to know that you're controlling the farms like that, and that, you know, I know a lot of the products that you have are certified organic. Now, sometimes getting that organic certification for various reasons can be difficult, but at least we know that all of the herbs in the products are organically grown, even if they haven't quite met that criteria for certified organic. And there's a lot of reasons why that might not happen, even though you have an organically grown product.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we, you and I were talking yesterday before the show about that very process. We do have it at Himalaya USDA certified organics in our pure herbs line. Our
right.
single herbs like ashwagandha and bacopa and arjuna are all USDA certified organic. There are just certain herbs that the USDA has not done enough research into, so they don't appear on their list. There's no way to certify them organic yet.
Right. Now, organically grown is important because that means that we haven't used synthetic pesticides and herbicides or synthetic fertilizers to grow these plants, which is definitely becomes very important because when you start looking at a lot of times where people source herbs from, it's outside of the United States. Most herbal products source their herbs from outside of the United States, and most other countries haven't banned some of the pesticides and herbicides that the United States has banned many years ago, like DDT.
Sure.
So to know that a farm is using organic principles to raise the crops helps ensure that you're not getting an overload or any toxic material in these herbal products.
Right. You know, and that's just wise business for us. Beside the health benefit, you know, we like our herbs to be grown in a very eco-sensitive way, so we're protecting the earth as well.
Right.
We don't use pesticides. We don't use artificial fertilizers. To protect our herbs from insects and pests, we use sprays like neem oil,
mm-hmm.
which is very natural. It acts like a natural insect repellent. We can spray it on the plants about 45 days before the harvest. So when the herb is harvested, there's no residue of the neem oil on the plant, but the bugs have kept off. And it's very interesting because as the American market grew wiser to these issues, to growing organically, and when that became more of a factor in the stores, like a requirement
yep.
to be in a health food store, you've got to have an organically grown herb.
Yep.
We would talk to our people back in India, because our American division is the baby of the family. We're
mm-hmm.
the new division here. And we'd say, well, we grow organically, right? We don't use any pesticides. We don't use any fertilizers. And their response to us was almost amused. You know, before it became important and fashionable in this marketplace,
right.
they just kind of looked at us and said, well, of course we grow organically.
Right.
That's just the smart way to treat not just people's bodies, but to treat the earth as well.
Yep.
So of course we do it that
Absolutely.
way.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're running short on time on this segment. When we come back from the break, Ryan, I want to talk about the formulation of Liver Care or Live 52, because it is an interesting formulation. I think it represents a lot of really good traditional medicine. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero on the Essentials of Healthy Living, AM 1260. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back. And welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for this hour, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will return next week, so be sure to tune in to her show. Today we are covering liver health And we've had a great couple segments here talking about some important functions of the liver, why it's important to support liver health. And we were just recently talking about the importance of organically growing herbs. And we have on the phone with us Ryan Malone, who's a natural trainer, national trainer and educator for Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. And we were talking about their specific product called Liver Care, also very commonly known as Live 52. And that's how we got onto the conversation of organic farming, because all of the herbs that are used in their formulas are grown on 700 acres of organic farmland in India, and they've been doing that for a very long time. So, Ryan, thanks for being on the show with me today.
My pleasure.
And I'd like to pick the conversation up right where we left off before the break. You know, just one last talking point about organic farming. I think it's important for people to understand that a lot of the medicinal properties that plants produce that we use for medicinal reasons are a result of that plant trying to defend itself against natural infestations from insects. So these polyphenols, a lot of the chemical compounds, are higher in plants when they are subjected to some natural stressors. So using organic farming techniques that don't require the heavy use of herbicides and pesticides actually can contribute to some higher medicinal properties of the plants because of natural stressors that they're under. And I think that's an important point to talk about.
That's an excellent point. Very excellent point.
So let's get right into the formulation of this, because this product, as you said, has been around since 1952. In my practice, just without knowing the company at all, I've had so many patients with liver-related concerns come to me and say, hey, listen, I heard this is the product I have to take. This is what I need to take. I've heard this product is the best around for liver issues. And it's interesting because it does not contain some of the herbs that most people associate with liver supportive products. So let's talk about why it doesn't have those in it and what it does have in it that can make it so effective for liver related issues.
It's interesting that you say that, because one of the first questions that used to come up, probably not so much anymore because Liver Care sort of established itself as one of the category leaders now, but it used to come up all the time. I'd go into stores and people would say to me, well, why is there no milk thistle in it?
Exactly. So
that's an herb we hear of all the time for the liver. Why doesn't it have milk thistle?
Yep.
And the answer, really, at its simplest, is just a geographic answer. Milk thistle doesn't grow natively in the parts of southern India where this product was invented and manufactured, so obviously they wouldn't use it in a liver formula from India.
Right, which I think is great, because you know it respects not what is the trend, what everybody expects to see in a product, but it respects the form of medicine that this product came from, which is the Indian medicine of Ayurveda. And what people don't always realize is that Ayurveda is the oldest established form of medicine on this planet. It's older than acupuncture. It's older than any. It was the first organized form of medicine ever created or ever put into use on this planet. So it has been around with humans for so long. So it's important to understand you don't need something like milk thistle. There are herbs like milk thistle all over the planet, and these traditional herbalists who developed where this formula came from, who were using these herbs for a long period of time, found the value of some of these other herbs for liver health.
Absolutely. We have a team, we have a research and development team actually in India that encompasses, we call it ancient roots and modern branches, because we are based on herbs that were used in a very, very old system of medicine. So our R&D team, and we've got about 100 different doctors on staff at our facility at this point, range from physicians and PhDs and pharmacists to actual Ayurvedic practitioners who have been working in that system of medicine for years and years. So it really is an interesting mix of people.
Yep, absolutely.
Roots to very modern branches.
Yeah, and I mean, that's, you know, these relying on these old formulas and this wisdom. You know, some people who are so rooted in the Western approach to medicine feel that that's archaic. And, you know, where's the science? And the bottom line is that in the majority of cases, when you look at the traditional use of an herb. When you start studying it and picking apart the medicinal properties and subjecting it to clinical trials and clinical research and traditional Western standards to medicine, you find that the science 100% backs the traditional use of the herb. And it's just basically now we're dealing with, it's a matter of time as we watch the science unfold, because research on these products, on natural products, comes very slowly because there's limited funding, because there's no pharmaceutical involvement. And it's just becoming popular enough that people are wanting the science to catch up with the traditional uses. So
you can go back to Paracelsus, who even in the 1500s, he was the father of pharmacology. And he said, all that you need, all that man needs for good health and healing is provided in nature, but the challenge for science is to find it.
Yeah.
And so that's what we've done. We've taken those roots of history, we've combined it with some modern medical research methodology. We produce our herbal formulas the way that pharmaceuticals are produced, quite frankly. It's a long process. It goes from the original experimental trials and the toxicity studies to an analytical chemistry lab. We look at the parameters of the plants.
Right.
We look at pharmacology. We look at safety and chronic toxicity studies and mutagenicity studies, and we do high-performance thin-layer chromatography to make sure that the parts are standardized and all the components of the plants are efficacious. So it's a huge, long process for us. It takes a long time to develop these formulas.
And where the rubber hits the road is the clinical trials, and as I can see, LiverCare alone has over, or has at least 198 published clinical trials in major medical journals talking about its efficacy in liver health. So, I mean, you know, that clinical data really backs up how is this applied to people's health.
Which is amazing when you think of that number, because sometimes that number comes by so quickly. You say it has 198 clinical trials in medical journals, that people don't really stop to back up a step and to say, you know, that's amazing for an herbal product in its category. You could take all the other liver support formulas in a store and they probably would not equal 198 published medical journal trials. And here's a product that has that all by itself.
So let's talk about what is in this product. Tell me about, because I'm not even 100% familiar with the synergistic properties of some of these herbs.
Well, it's got seven different herbs in it. Let's start with an herb called wild chicory, because that's probably the one that's most similar to milk thistle that people are familiar with here. It's very similar. It has components that are very similar to the silymarin in milk thistle, the active constituent of milk thistle. Wild chicory is... its primary use in the world is actually a coffee substitute. You may have seen some of those roasted chicory powders that they make like a coffee beverage out of. But it's very extensively used in India in a liver-supportive form. It is something that stimulates and tones the liver. It's liver cell food, essentially. If somebody has something wrong with their liver, if something's wrong with the organ, you have to feed the tissue. And in order to feed the tissue, you have to feed the cells. And you were talking earlier in the show about how the liver is self-regenerative. That tissue can grow back when it's damaged or having some issues. And chicory is one of the herbs that feeds the tissue, feeds the cells of the liver. It also helps with the production of bile, which you were talking about as well, that helps our liver digest our fats and prevents fatty buildup and fatty liver. Another herb in liver is capers, Capparis spinosa. Now, not the little caper buds that we see in our food, the little things that look like peas. This is the root bark of the caper plant, and this also grows natively in India. Very good detoxifying herb. It supports our liver's ability to purge toxins. You know, you were saying earlier that 13% of our blood volume is in our liver at any given time. And the primary function of our liver is blood filtration. About 2 quarts of blood filter through the liver every minute. And the caper bush is very supportive of that process, the body's ability to purge toxins. You know, they used to, even in Greek and Roman times, in texts back then, you would find that capers were applied externally as a poultice because they had a very stimulating and astringent effect on the body. So they would use that actually as a external cleanser as well. Capers, chicory. Arjuna is an herb in liver care. Arjuna, we think of primarily as a heart herb. It's great in traditional medicine for cardiovascular support as well, but it's also a toxin flusher. It has a general tonic effect on the liver, again, very nourishing for the cells of the liver. Black nightshade, Solanum nigrum, is a plant that is very good, supports the liver's function in flushing out toxins, and it also has been shown to reduce liver inflammation. There are some very good studies in the journal Ethnopharmacol going back to, I think, about year 2000 or 2001 that show it's very good at reducing liver inflammation. There is an herb in liver care called Cassia occidentalis, goes by its Latin name, Cassia. And it is also a very good purgative. It has a good diuretic effect. It is one of the herbs in liver care that make it so great for not just people with liver issues and challenges, but for people who have maybe some alcohol-induced liver disease or have some issues with alcohol. When alcohol breaks down in our body, it creates an intermediate metabolite called acetaldehyde, which can bind to our liver cells. And not only is it very harmful to the liver and the kidneys and even to the brain in some ways, but it also is responsible partially for that hangover effect.
Right.
When we wake up and we feel that flushed dermal feeling and headachy and nauseous.
I've never felt that before.
You should see all the salespeople at the trade shows that come by our booth to get some liver care because they're going out for a night on the town. But when you can flush that acetaldehyde out of the system faster, you don't have that effect.
Yep.
And so with liver care, we have something that prevents that acetaldehyde from binding to the liver cells, flushes it out faster in the urine, and you can definitely have a better morning after.
Okay, so
that does that is the cassia.
We're going to have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I really want to get into why it is important to consider daily detox and some of the things that we're exposed to on a daily basis that represent our largest exposure to toxins. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be covering that topic. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. So stay tuned. We will be right back. And welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. I am your host for this hour, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, I believe will be back next week, so don't forget to tune in to her show. We are here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. covering a wide range of topics related to health, wellness, and nutrition. Today, we've been talking about liver health. We've been talking about the importance and some of the functions of the organ of the liver. And I have on the phone with me today, Ryan Malone, who is a representative from Himalaya Herbal Products. And we've been talking about a very popular product of theirs called Liver Care and some of the important things that it can be used for to support optimal liver health. If you're just tuning into the show and are interested in listening to the show in its entirety, you can download it for free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. We have all of the shows that we've done over the last year and a half archived on that website for you to listen to at no charge. So let's pick up our conversation. In the last segment we wrapped up, we were talking about some of the ingredients in the liver health formula or liver care formula. We talked about in the previous segment why I really like some of the things that the company is doing regarding their strict quality control and really the reliability of the herbal products that they use because they control their own farmland, their organic farms in India that actually produce the products. And at the very end of the last segment, we were talking about some of the reasons why somebody might consider taking a liver care product. Just because you don't have a liver disease like hepatitis or some other liver condition does not mean that you will not benefit from taking some type of liver-supported product every day. I know that I do. And the reason why I do is because of the issue of being exposed to a large variety of toxins on a daily basis. And this is just something that we were touching on when we took a break in the last segment. So Ryan was talking about a typical day for him when he's on a sales force meeting, traveling somewhere, waking up in a hotel, stepping on the stain-resistant carpets and the fire-retardant mattresses and sitting in the car and getting exposed to the exhaust, all of the chemicals that we have produced in our society as a part of industry and producing plastics and flame retardants and stain resistance and new paints and all types of press board. We use a lot of chemicals in those products that can put a significant amount of stress and strain on our detoxification systems. So, I mean, I could talk about this forever. Ryan, do you want to jump in here?
Yeah, there are so many different chemical compounds in common use in the world today. You know, there's something like 800 million chemical compounds, but thousands, tens of thousands of them, 63, 64,000 are in common use. There are 11,000 alone that are in food ingredients and drugs. So there are a lot of chemicals that we face, and all the things you mentioned, stain guards and things like that, and plastics and dry cleaning, you know, the mm-hmm. perk that's used in dry cleaning. I've heard our doctor from our company say that if you take your clothes out of the dry cleaning wrappers, you need to hang them on a rack for 14 days before all the residue has evaporated from those clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But things like nail polish and perfumes and paints and hairsprays and even some of our personal products, mainstream personal products, can have some very toxic effects.
Yeah, what's very interesting, something that a lot of people don't realize, is even if you live in one of the most polluted cities in the country, let's say you're in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Or in New York or in any really urban metropolitan area where the air pollution is high, the air pollution inside most homes is worse than the outside air pollution of most industrialized cities.
Absolutely. All the toxins in our
household. Exactly right.
Because
everything they're using in households, most of the furniture you purchase mm-hmm. is treated with chemicals like formaldehyde. The carpets in homes, the kitchen cabinets, it can be a very toxic environment. And when we're making homes more efficient these days, homes are a lot less drafty, which is great for energy conservation. However, the windows and the doors are sealed very, very tight.
Right.
So indoor air pollution is a much bigger concern for people's health than outdoor air pollution is, even if you live in a pretty polluted city. And this became very, very evident when we looked at the stuff that happened after Katrina with FEMA and the trailers that they were providing for the refugee, ridiculous to call them refugees, for the poor people who were, for the people who were displaced from their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people got very sick from living in these trailers because of the amount of chemicals that goes into the synthetic material that is used inside things like boats and trailers. And it's just the same types of things, but on a lesser degree, that's used inside of homes. Of course, trailers are so small and RVs are so small that there's nowhere for the air to go. And people got very, very sick from being in these trailers. So, you know, indoor air pollution is a serious concern, which just reemphasizes the point that whether you're inside or outside, there's a lot of chemicals that are putting strain on your body.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot. You know, you buy a new car and you talk about the new car smell, you know, when you sit in an enclosed space with all that new plastic and everything. That's not necessarily a good thing.
No, it smells so good. It is such a good feeling, but it is so bad for you.
Yeah. You know, one point that you brought up about daily detox and supporting your liver on a daily basis and the fact that you do it, I think that's very important to kind of reemphasize, because people take all of their other supplements. They take their multivitamin. They take all the other good things that they've gone into their health food store to buy, and they want to put those into their body to make themselves better. But they seldom think of the flip side. You have to take bad things out of your body as well, help the liver get rid of those toxins.
Right.
I use this analogy, and it's kind of an oversimplification, but I use it all the time. You can have the best sports car in the world and fill it full of high-performance gasoline, but if the neighbor kids are throwing sand in your tank every day, it's not going to go very fast and very far. And that's the whole idea behind liver care. It's just daily support for such an important organ to help get the sand out of your tank.
Right. And what's also important to remember is that some of the ways that these herbs work, the liver has these phases of detoxification. And a lot of the herbal products that we use to enhance liver detoxification work by speeding up these different phases of detox in the liver. And some of the enzymes that do this make some very important compounds in our body, such as glutathione. Glutathione is a very important compound that the liver uses for detoxification. It is also the most potent antioxidant in our bodies at any given time. So using these herbs to enhance liver detoxification can sometimes work to support other beneficial things in our body, like increasing antioxidant production. So like increasing levels of glutathione. And we know that many of these herbs work to enhance detoxification by doing that. So it can be a very important part of just daily health maintenance, making sure that you are consuming good quality herbs on a regular basis. We know that one of the reasons why we're seeing, or I believe one of the reasons why we're seeing a lot more disease these days in our society is because we don't consume nearly the amount of plant material that we used to in a more traditional type of diet. And whether you're consuming it in foods like in traditional cultures where they use a lot of herbs in their cooking, like in Indian culture, they use a lot of the herb curcumin or turmeric in the curry type dishes. Mm-hmm. Most traditional cultures use a lot of herbs. And when you start breaking down the science, we start understanding that these herbs and these foods are contributing to our health in ways that we didn't imagine. It's not so much that the herbs themselves contain antioxidants, it's that exactly what I just explained is happening. These herbs are increasing our body's genetic expression of antioxidants.
Right. And I'm so glad you brought up food, because as much as I'm a spokesperson for a company and we push our liver care formula, we also like to remind people it's not all about what's in a supplement bottle.
Right.
If you want a healthy liver, you've got to eat healthy foods. You
exactly.
know, eat some garlic and onions. They've
yep.
got great sulfurs in them that help the liver detox. Broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cauliflower and beet juice. Fresh beet juice is very blood purifying.
Yep.
High antioxidant fruits.
Yep. Very, very.
Raisins and blueberries.
Yep.
There's all kinds of good stuff you can eat for your liver. Apples have pectin that binds to heavy metals and helps flush them out of the body.
Absolutely. A solid diet is very crucial. And
Make
sure to tune in, everyone. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to have on a great nutritionist. We're going to talk all about diet and nutrition. So, Ryan, unfortunately, that's going to wrap up most of the time we have today for this topic. So thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you, doctor. It's been a pleasure.
All right, Ryan. Take care.
Take care.
So just so everybody knows, I was talking to Ryan Malone, and he is a spokesperson for Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. And the product we were discussing is Liver Care. And again, I really do like the general properties of that product. So just want to remind you to, if you've never been into the Village Green, to stop in sometime. We have a great selection of products. We have a wonderful compounding pharmacy where we make custom supplements. We make custom compounds, hormonal compounds like bioidentical hormones. We have an herbalist on staff, nutritionist on staff. I'm the naturopathic doctor that's there once a week. So we have a huge resource for people to be exposed to. If you have any questions about health and wellness or looking to get started on a supplement regime, please come in and talk to us. There's some wonderful resources. We have excellent pharmacists. We have a great regular pharmacy that can fill prescriptions for you, takes insurance, and very, very well-educated pharmacists that can help answer questions if you have concerns about drug, nutrient, or drug-herb interactions. So again, thank you so much for listening today. I really hope you enjoyed the show and got some interesting points from what we discussed. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, and this has been the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1260 AM. Don't forget to tune in next Saturday. At